Eyewitnesses in Lobait say Sudan armed forces have intensified their airstrike since Thursday evening until Friday morning, targeting the positions of the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, around the town. One resident, Khalifa Omar, says he has been indoors since last night as fighting continues between the two groups. Omar told VOA that the RSF allegedly continue using artillery and other heavy weapons in response to airstrikes by the Sudan Armed Forces. He says the situation in the town remains tense with limited movement of civilians.
This morning, the army carried out airstrikes in the town, and up to now, RSF artillery is also responding back. We are just inside while the army and rapid support forces continue to exchange fire.
Videos posted by the RSF show Sudanese Air Force pounding RSF position in Khartoum, Omdurman, Bahri, and El Obeid. The governor of Darfur region, Minni Arko Minnawi, repeated his call on residents in Darfur to take up arms for self-protect and their property. Addressing some community leaders Thursday in Al-Fashir town of North Darfur state, Minni told civilians in Al-Fashir to carry guns for self-protection.
Anyone of you in his house or farm should take up arms, and I repeat this again. The current situation deserves anyone to carry a gun to defend his property and his family, because we don't want intimidation.
Minni heads the faction of Sudan Liberation Movement and was appointed governor for Darfur region 2 years ago in accordance with the provision of the Juba Comprehensive Peace Agreement signed by some rebels in Darfur and Blue Nile states. Speaking to VOA from Al Janina town of West Darfur state earlier today, an activist Rehab Khalil criticized Governor Minnawi, saying his call for civilians to carry arms could escalate tensions in Darfur.
This will have a huge impact on the ongoing conflict and increase crimes in Darfur and even across Sudan. Once everyone carries a gun, every life would be in danger, threat, and subjected to any kinds of violations.
Last month, Governor Minnawi made the similar statement, which triggered reprisal attacks by some RSF fighters and its allied Arab militia on Masalit tribesmen, forcing thousands to cross the border to the neighboring Chad. The UN said since the start of the fighting in Sudan on April 15th, about 700,000 refugees, asylum seekers, and returnees have crossed the border into Central African Republic, Chad, Egypt, Ethiopia, and South Sudan. The recent military escalation coincides with renewed efforts by the US and Saudi officials aimed at reaching a ceasefire agreement to pave the way for political negotiations between the conflicting parties. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Juba.